to warrior up, grab one cream and two sugars for a cup of JoJo.
You watch me playing guitar, and you feel what my fingers can do, and you wish you were the one I was doing the blue. Well, listen, the way that you
was like an echo effect one.
Yes, it was.
Top that, Ric Flair.
Oh boy.
Hey everyone, what's up? How's it going, everybody? This is a thirsty Thursday. And you know, everyone's used to my podcast coming in on Monday and Thursday, but the Thursday's episode segment starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But we're switching it up a little bit today. And we have a really cool, super cool, actually, special guest, special ops guest, so to speak. We have Warrior Lacrosse, and none other than just, not just Warrior Lacrosse, but we have Zach, Zachary of Warrior Lacrosse. And Tyler might be calling in as well, but we'll see if he has, see if he worked out his schedule in time to do this. So anyways, I missed everybody out there. I was doing a lot of road trips, I was going from pretty much the West Coast to the East Coast of
Drummond. Were all over the place.
I was all over the place.
I couldn't keep track of you.
all these lacrosse camps and tournament stuff. They wanted me to help coach with the youth tournaments, with the youth kids.
Yep.
And cause they seen how well I do with my youth kids here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted me to, and I was able to coach with some of the Iroquois lacrosse program out there on the East Coast, and it was a blast. Yeah, we had a really good time. We generated a lot of good energy for the kids.
Awesome.
They learned new stuff from me, which is really cool. And of course, I learned stuff from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course my drumming. I drummed for all the kids out there, even for a men's league. I played in a men's league in the East Coast.
Oh, that's cool.
I played in the men's league out there, and it was a blast. It was really cool. And but anyways, I missed everybody. So we're back on the horn, this is the ImpactMouthGuards.com hotline right now. And anyways,
let's bring both our guests on here.
Let's bring both our guests on from Warrior Lax, Warrior Lacrosse, Warrior Hockey, Warrior Sports. They got a little bit of Warrior everything.
Lost one of them.
One of them was on, but then they came off. Hopefully they get back on. Next time we got to take down that number, huh?
Yeah.
On the switchboard. Yeah. Hey, Warrior Lacrosse, who do we have on the ImpactMouthGuards.com hotline?
We don't have him now.
Oh, he just dropped. Dang it.
That was weird.
Oh, call back in. Yeah. You were on, then you just came back on. Oops. It was a.
There we go.
There he comes. That's one of them.
That's one of them.
Hey, this is Zach and Tyler are here.
Okay, Zach. Okay. Hey, Zach and Tyler. There you guys go. It was weird. You guys were on the line, and then you guys dropped off the line.
Yeah, I think we called in a little early, and then. No, we figured it out though.
That's okay. It's always good to call early, you know.
Oh, it's good to call
early. Yeah.
Not early, not on time.
Yeah, I say that motto. I got to do it more though.
I need to do it all the time. I mean, you tell me 10 o'clock, I'm there at 10:30.
Yeah. So he kind of goes on Indian time. That's what we do. That's what his natives do.
Right.
Going in. Sometimes you're early, sometimes you're right on time, which is still not on time. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So are you guys calling in at the same phone line?
Yep, we're here at headquarters right now in Warren, Michigan. So it's
Warren,
Warrior headquarters.
Thank you. That's one of the things we wanted to talk about is Michigan is the headquarters, the HQ for Warrior Sports. And if Zach, if you could let us know, well, first of all, actually let us know a little bit about Zach and the your Warrior ways.
Yeah, for sure. you know, I grew up here in Michigan playing hockey and lacrosse. More of a hockey guy growing up, and kind of picked up the lacrosse sport in high school. You know, it's kind of starting to grow out here. Wasn't very popular. I mean, we had Brother Rice in schools like that, but, you know, it wasn't, you know, the most popular sport. You know, hockey's really big out here. And, you know, I grew and loved the game as well. And, you know, with that, I just loved Warrior as a product and as a brand. And in college, Tyler Zabo and myself, we both started interning with Warrior while we were at school. And, you know, we go to all the lacrosse events and help out, like World Series, things like that, Final Four, MLL Championships. And ended up graduating college and, you know, started working full-time here.
That's very cool, man. So talk about hockey as well, like, because Warrior is also hockey.
Yeah, for sure. Hockey, we're definitely big in hockey and just, you know, just much as lacrosse. You know, we're in the NHL, just like we're in the MLL and NLL for lacrosse. So hockey side, you know, it's a lot different, obviously, than lacrosse. Different products and just things like that. We still offer all the custom, you know, products like we do in lacrosse.
I want to thank you for saying this, Zach. So I want to talk a little bit about, and I know the listeners, because so Zach, just let you know, just inform you just a real quick minute, is when people are listening to the podcast, A Cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways, it's not just lacrosse fans. We have like fans of music and fans of all kinds of sports, mostly lacrosse, but we have fans like of music and everything else as well. MMA, you know, mixed martial arts fans listening and everything. So just an FYI. So I want everyone to know like a little bit like why lacrosse is getting so big and why is Warrior the best?
Yeah. I think lacrosse is starting to get bigger because I think it's social media definitely is a huge thing. Kids are able to see it more, you know, like growing up. I was a little bit in the social media growing up, but you know, even before that, like no one really knew what lacrosse was. Not a lot of people were exposed to the sport. And I think a lot more people are starting to be exposed to it, seeing what it is. And, you know, definitely with our new product, the Warp, kids are able to, you know, just pick up a stick and start throwing with it. You know, as before, you know, they'd pick up a stick from the store, pretty strong, throw it right into the ground, you know, can't really play. And like, you know, I can't do this. I don't want to play, you know, and their parents can't string sticks or, you know, the Warp has definitely really helped, you know, push this sport. And lacrosse, you know, it's a really fun game. You know, I know just in Michigan, a lot of kids that play, you know, come from all different types of sports. Like you get football players that come out, soccer players, hockey players, because it really utilizes all those different, you know, types of skills.
That's true. hey that's,
yeah.
So yeah, we're going to talk with you, Tyler, more about Warp too, and we're going to get back to the Warp because the Warp needs more than just one segment.
Oh, definitely. So guys, this is JP. I'm the producer and co-host, plus I'm one of the hosts for our flagship show on Saturdays, the Sports Effect. I want to welcome you guys onto the show and the network.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. So, you know, let's get into the Warp Stick here. Where did the concept come about? Because I know this is from what I saw from the World Series of Youth Lacrosse, you guys rolled this out not too long ago.
Yeah, well, it's kind of the same mentality we got here for our hockey stuff too. So you got your main, you got your player stick, and you got your backup stick too. So in lacrosse, our kind of mentality was there is, hey, you break your main stick, then you owe your backup. Your backup's not strong like your normal stick too, so you got to tweak with it, dink around with it. This one, we make them so consistent that you pick it up off the shelf. You can grab another one, the same exact one, same spec, same everything. You don't have to mess with it, and it's more of like you don't have to worry about it mentally in the game. So it's kind of a huge factor there as well. Probably the most consistent pocket that we make that's in the market right now, just because it doesn't bag, doesn't bulge, it's waterproof. So things like that are just a good aspects of this Warp, and that's why it's become so popular and kids are loving it. So
that's really cool, man. Super cool. Hey, you guys, so I have like actually literally have a warp right now in my hand, and I wanted to say it's fantastic. Now you talked a little bit about the kids, like they could get the warp, and they don't have to worry about it. They just start playing. They start playing right away. But also, it's good for the more experienced like kids and even pro athletes. Like the one that I want to try, like beyond Superbad, is Couriers, Zach's
yep.
The other Zach of Warrior. His, because it has more hold. Because don't get me wrong, I like my warp a lot, but man, I want one that like I need one that like has a little bit more hold. And I heard that's the one.
Yeah, and the funny thing is about that, he designs his own warps too, because he works up at Warp City, so he spends some time of the day, like if he needs to make some tweaks for his thing, he's got he does his own specs and he does his own type of dialing it in for himself, so that's why it's custom made to his likings. That's why he doesn't really use like the one that's out there, like the main retail one, because it's a pro stick, so that's why he has a little bit more insight in there of like where he needs to throw it and how does he need to tweak that a little bit too, because he's a Princeton grad, so he's a smart kid, so he knows what he's doing there. So,
and he's great in the cross pair, so he knows that it gives him extra bonus and extra leverage on and off the field.
Yep. So, great guy.
So,
yeah,
he is. Is his stick or the one the new warp head, the one that came out? Like, is that the one that has
the
more hold? Yeah, the burn.
Yep, that's what he's using right now. So he's got the burn warp. So that's the new one that just launched. I'm not sure actually what whip he's got or how much hold he has, because he's got to his liking, so it's kind of a secret thing that not a lot of people know except him and a couple guys at Warp City, so we don't really know the whole aspects on that for it. So
yeah,
wish we could tell you.
but the burn warp,
yeah,
is the one that holds up. The kids and like the youth at high school and other and college players, the ones that want the warp with a little bit more hold, get that new one, the new warp, burn.
Yeah,
and like Tyler was saying, just like Courier, like we'll fly all of our pros in, you know, to Warp City, and they'll continue to develop their warp. Like Rabel, Pinnell, they'll come in, you know, work on, you know, we literally have a shooting cage in the back, and they'll go shoot, and like, hey, I need this and that. We'll go right back to the drawing board, they'll tweak it, get another one ripped out, and they'll go shoot again until they like it, so.
So it's pretty cool that you can dial in. Oh, sorry. Pretty cool you can just dial in your stick and you can make quick tweaks to there and get another one made within, I don't know how long, not long at all. So you just type it in and let the engineers do their work, and there you go. You got another warp made. So
That's pretty rad. And then that's one of the other things you talked about the warp is very important about when you need another head. You have the warp right there ready. You have to reach. It's the options,
yep,
are great. No matter any way you look at it, it's the best. Any way you look at it.
Well, that's what it seems like to me. Yeah. I mean, he's talking about Warp City coming in, getting your own design if you want, and you know, mm-hmm, the guys, and you know, you can just get that same feel every time you go out there.
And they have a kit. They have the one, the warp just for kids.
Okay.
The complete stick. Tell everybody about that one, you guys.
Yeah, that's the complete stick we got right now too. So that's you got the Warp Junior out there. That's for a kid. It's a full-on stick. They go ahead and grab it right off the shelves, like we mentioned before. So the big mentality there is just you go ahead, grab it off the shelf. It's the same consistent throwing motion or same consistent throw as you would with another stick, the same exact thing. So that's kind of the huge selling factor on this. You don't have to mess around with that at all. So that comes in all the warps. So.
My AJP, my son Glenn,
mm-hmm,
Georgia, he uses the warp.
He uses the warp, yeah.
And it's so great because when I see him when I'm coaching, my youth team, or when I'm coaching against other teams, or when our team, I see he just never mess. I see even the little kids are always like messing with their strings.
Oh,
there was a couple
that,
kids,
yeah,
were like literally, hey, you guys, there was a couple times they'll tell you their kids are walking down the street and they look at their string and they start fixing it while the other kids are running. You know, they're young kids. But I was like, you got the warp, man. Yeah. You know, man, coaches
that's
messing
awesome
with kids at time. Yeah. It's any way you look at it from all age groups, man. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. That is a true story too. Crazy, man. When I'm coaching, I wish I had some of my video footage on a couple of those, man. It's funny.
Absolutely. Keep that. Keep rolling, baby.
Yeah.
So who wins the face-off, Joe? You or your kid? We need to know.
Who wins the face-off?
You or your kid? Who's going to win it?
Oh, man. He gets me sometimes, man. He's good.
Quick.
You know what, though? You know what, though? He jumps that whistle sometimes.
Got to step in a little bit there.
Yeah. I tell him, but he's too anxious. You guys, he does good. The whole season, he was my main face-off guy for my youth team this year. He lost one face-off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because he jumped a little early on that. But other than that, he was pretty much over 99% in face-offs this whole season.
Wow.
Stuff. Yeah, pretty good.
And you said Glenn uses the warp.
He used the warp. Most of the time he used that the Fat Boy the boxer cross one.
Oh, okay.
But he likes the hold on it because that one has a little bit of holes. But I'm trying to get him into using the one with as a little bit wider gap for field. You know, because he does U.S. box too.
Okay,
so, but we'll see.
He likes the Fat Boy. That's the one he likes to use, the Fat Boy head.
Who does?
Westberg.
Oh, Westberg. He likes the Fat Boy. Cool, man.
I'm not sure if that's what he's using, if he's using that still, but in our first developments, he really liked the Fat Boy.
I like the Fat Boy, too. It's like it's stuff. But, thanks for asking about my boy, man. Yeah, he's all new balanced and warriored up, man. Ready to go on the field.
That's awesome. It's great to hear.
Mm-hmm. So what I need to do next season, guys, is get my youth team to. I need them get all that. I need to talk to the parents to get it so they can all have the warps, and the new. Talk about the new helmets that are coming out. The new Brian helmets that are coming out for the youth.
Oh, yeah, they're called the Burn Juniors. They're actually out right now, too. So just kind of a new helmet that we're going with Warrior. It's kind of a league for it. We're going to do an adult version of that, too, as well. So that Burn Junior, I saw your son had the black one. So that's what we're going to be coming out with. It's a little bit different design as the Evo helmet, but they're still going to be offered going forward, so both of them. But I expect the Burn Junior, that's out right now. So I know your son had those, and we saw that. So it was pretty cool.
He took it like with those at the East Coast one of the tournaments that we were at, and he tried it on, and he's like oh, he didn't want to at first because he uses his old school Brian one, and he doesn't want it. He doesn't even let me touch it, you guys. Sometimes even his warp, he's like, that's my warp, Dad. Get your
own.
The same thing with the helmet. It wasn't even his helmet, man. And he did she let him try it on, and we took some pictures and video. But he didn't even want me to touch it after he touched it. I was like, sheesh. Yeah, so that'll be great. I gotta talk with you guys. I'll find some kind of situation because I need to talk to the parents of my team, like I said, and get them all the Burn Junior helmets or the Evo. Oh man, it's gonna be cool.
Hooked up with a sales rep out in Colorado. You can go from there.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll hook up offline on that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, hey, Joe's, we got to get wrapping up here too. So just give me a heads up there, probably a couple minutes here. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. So Tyler, talk a little bit about your different positions and how you came into Warrior.
Yeah. So I kind of just recently got a new gig here called a sponsorship coordinator. So I handle all the MLL teams and all the college teams too. So that goes for the college team design wise, order placement, different things like that. So you got the Princetons, the Drexels, the Hofstras, Lehigh, Salisbury, Virginia. That pretty much all rolls through myself. And we go ahead and design products for them, get them stuff. And I know that the warp, a lot of the college guys are liking to use that new burn warp. So very excited about that going forward. And looking for the opportunity to get that going with other teams as well. So,
what about DU? DU still coming on with the Warrior, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's our main boss, Zach and I's main boss, Stan Bank, because he's that's his pride and joy right there. So we help out where we can with him, but he pretty much handles everything with Denver, and we work a lot with John, the equipment manager there, and I know Bill Tierney gives his feedback on jerseys and stuff like that. So. We're excited what Denver's going to be coming out this year. So stay tuned and keep your eyes peeled for what they got. It's going to be pretty exciting.
It is going to be exciting. I can't wait to I hit the field with them with the DU alumni lacrosse game up in October. And it's really cool because you got all the old school guys like, you know, Westberg and all the guys. Even Coach Matt Brown plays with us. And that's a lot. Trevor,
that's
awesome.
That's funny. He's a good guy. He's a good dude.
He is a good dude. So we only have like about what, 90 seconds left, you guys?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yep.
So how do people get a hold of, first of all, Zach, how do people get a hold of you as far as like what you do with Warrior and everything like that?
Well, my position, I help place, you know, the custom orders, help design things. So people would actually go through a sales rep in their area. If they would like to go that route, they can call our customer service at I don't have our phone number with me, but you can just go to warrior.com and call customer service and get set up that way.
Very cool. So everyone, you got his customer service is top notch, obviously, and also his and his custom stuff is it's hats off to you, Zach, for everything.
Thank you.
Doing some great stuff out there. And Tyler, how do people get a hold of you with at warrior.com if all the college teams out there that need to and should be getting into Warrior?
Yeah, same exact thing. Just call customer service. We pretty much have our teams right now that we do annually with different years. But the same thing, go through a sales rep there, just give them a call and see if the rep can help you out there too. And then comes through myself there, and I'll go ahead and place the order. Same thing with Zach, and we get it done. And the stuff is pretty cool how it turns out. It goes from on a piece of paper on a computer to actually seeing a custom glove in your hand in weeks. So it's pretty sweet.
It is super sweet. Everyone out there, you got to get into lacrosse. You got to try the warp. You got to warp forward it. Warrior.com and Zach and Tyler know what's going on. All your youth teams, high school teams. Hit them up, man. You guys got to get customized out, and there's more opportunities, so you don't have to mess around.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, JJ, you have anything?
Yeah, JJ, what about your hidden trick question here?
Oh, yeah, shoot, I forgot. I did forget. Hey, real quick, you guys, I'm glad you guys are with Warrior Lacrosse and Warrior Hockey and doing things up off the sideline. I want to have you guys back on fall, like sometime early November, maybe late October, to talk about like the upcoming holidays, you know, Christmas events and everything like that. And maybe people can start jam packing because then lacrosse season is right around the corner after that, you know, the main lacrosse season. But let's get you guys back on late October, early November, and talk about some kind of maybe special things.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
Okay, cool. JoJo's hidden trick question. You guys ready?
Let's hear it. There it is.
Okay, Zach and Tyler, one of you guys has a hockey stick, and one of you guys has a lacrosse stick. You guys got to talk the other one into playing a game of hockey, or the other one's got to talk the other one playing in a game of lacrosse. Who goes first, and how do you win that? How do you win that debate?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, two great sports. We really don't know. Zach, you guys think?
It's like Zabo went to answer first, so he'd probably, he probably had the hockey stick in his hand. I'd have the lacrosse stick in mine, and he'd probably get me to go over to the hockey. But at the end of the day, I'd get him to go over to lacrosse.
There you go. As long as you conquer both of them in the same day.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Very cool. War drum roll for that one. Yes.
Yeah. War drum roll all day.
Oh man, boy, you guys, yeah, I appreciate having both of us on your air, and we're looking forward to it in late October, November. So, yeah, just call customer service, check out Warrior.com, check out the new products, and if you guys need anything, give us a shout, and we'll help you out more as much as we can.
Sounds great.
Sounds good, guys.
Yeah, we're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, or you could go to the sportsoffensive.com and then hear the replay. The replays will show up within the next couple of hours if you're not listening live.
Yep, it'll be right on the homepage, and then you can get all the past episodes on demand on all those stations that JoJo just said.
Thank you guys so
all
much
right.
for your time. Looking forward to talking
hey,
to you
again.
Yep, have
you're
a
welcome.
Good day, guys.
All right, you too.
Okay, guys, dominate.
There you go. Dominate. That's Damar right there.
That's a good
dominate.
One.
Oh man. Hey, everyone. So check this out. That was Zach and Tyler of Warrior Lacrosse. Obviously, you heard that. And they're behind. Next time, hey JP. Next time we get them on, we got to get more time for them. Like maybe we could talk to them and maybe they could extend their lunch break or something like that. Because we
they're on their lunch break right now.
Yeah,
they're on their lunch break right now.
Yeah. So what it is what we need to do is have more time because there is a lot more we could discuss talk about the hockey part of it.
Because I've been
you want to talk about the hockey part a lot.
I've done a lot of Warrior gear and hockey. I mean, I started out with Easton, then I switched over to Warrior. So.
Yeah, that was smart. So we'll talk about that when we get them in late October, early November.
And then you know they do
lacrosse
and they do DU hockey too.
Yeah,
they're sponsored DU hockey. So
we're gonna get them on and we're gonna talk more in depth about that. And all the other things that we did because we have a JP we have a list of things on our paperwork here that we want to talk about more about their custom
Definitely.
Products and everything like that. So
well, they're one of the innovators in lacrosse sticks and heads.
Yeah, so. They're one of the innovators, and that's for sure. And they're also the best innovators of it. It's a fact.
And they're making it's very easy for kids to pick up the game. So they're actually, you know, growing the game, you know, out there with this war pad that you can buy the whole stick and it meets regulations and, you know, the kids can learn to play with it. If they break it, you can pick up another one and get feel, so on and so forth.
That's one of the things I was going to talk about too. What we're talking about again, about the regulations part you just mentioned, JP.
Yeah.
Because the regulations of this, it's set, it's ready. It's always the same.
Yes.
And, when you have to string it, people, if you like stringing, Warrior has that too. You don't have to get the warp.
Right,
you get
right.
just a Warrior lacrosse head, which they have multiple.
Yeah, because I mean, if you look at that one right there, you can see there's holes in there for stringing.
Well, not this one specifically, but the Warrior heads have the holes, and if people demand that they have to string it, then go ahead and get the Warrior head and then string it. But what I was gonna say, JP, is like after like an. And next time we'll get Brian Woman's lacrosse on with him at the same time, talk about the woman's side of the lacrosse heads and warp. Because they have the Warrior Woman's warp.
Mm-hmm.
The woman's warp is coming out next month.
Oh, cool.
And
Is that the first one?
Yeah, and I got the first look at it. I got to check it out and everything like that.
Oh, very cool.
It's really cool. But we'll talk about that. And let's make it late October.
Yeah, late October sounds like a good time.
Better, huh?
You know, right before the holidays, let them get their Christmas pitch in for sales and so on and so forth.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll
definitely,
do that.
Definitely.
Yep. Probably somewhere around the last week of October.
Yeah. Sounds good.
And then, so check this out. So one of the regulations parts is, and we'll bring this up again in October, is when the boys teams, when they score a goal, if the ref wants to blows the whistle and you want to talk to them, if the kid messes with their pocket and the string, the goal can be automatically taken away. Because they're trying to adjust their strings, maybe because the pocket's too deep. But the warrior, the warp, you don't have to have that problem because you can't do that. It's the same. You can't move it.
Yeah,
you can't move it at all.
It's there.
Yeah, it's there. So we'll question that up right in there. We'll doctor that up right with the guys and everything like that. But that was cool stuff with those guys.
Because
I want to get more personable with them as well as far as their I know we did with Zach a little bit, but we had to rush through, but a little bit more about his coaching of hockey because he coaches hockey, a youth team, and he plays hockey and stuff like that too, and lacrosse. So we'll talk a little bit more about that next time. And anyways, without further ado, man, everyone, this thesportsoffensive.com, a cup of JoJo War Drummer Wage, you can find it, everything right there, except for the iTunes, because if they have their iPhone, they could just go on their app, that podcast app, and then just find the sportsoffensive.com and you want to listen to one of the shows or a couple of JoJo Wardrum Voice, find it right there. This one's episode 17, by the way, everybody.
Yep, episode 17.
August 9th. and they called on the ImpactMouthGuards.com hotline. I extended their hotline.
Nice.
Through the rest of October.
Cool.
Because we didn't do some shows. So I'll extend it.
That works for me.
More weeks. Yeah, that's fair.
Definitely fair.
Yeah. So, JP, anything?
I want to ask you about the Denver Outlaws here. We're headed into first playoff game.
Yeah.
Who are we? I'm looking at the schedule. They don't have up who they're playing in.
We're playing a team that beat us twice already.
Chesapeake?
Chesapeake Bayhawks. They got us. You know, because right now in the MLL, since the number of teams, each team, not every team plays both home and away against each team. Because there's like, for example, since there's nine, each team will skip one away game. But anyways, earlier this year, 2018 season, Bayhawks beat us over there at their hometown, and they beat us here.
Good games.
But when it came down to it, they chalked it up as a win for 2-0 against us this year.
Gotcha. And that game is
over there again.
What do they call
the
Navy Stadium? I forget what they
Navy
call it.
Memorial.
It's the Midshipman Stadium over there. Nice stadium.
I've never been there in person, but it looks really nice.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what's even really cool? The owners of the Bayhawks team.
Uh-huh.
They're in the process of making the Bayhawks their own lacrosse stadium.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, is that cool or what?
That is definitely cool.
I think it's going to – I can't remember what they said. Maybe it's because it's not absolute final yet as how many the stands are going to hold. But I think it's going to be somewhere around 10,000-ish
fans.
That
sounds about right, yeah.
I think that's good. I tell you the truth, I would – because it's just a matter of time before JP. This is one of the arguments – one of the offensive arguments that I have with other people in lacrosse that are really into lacrosse as well. And I know you really enjoy watching lacrosse and everything like that. I know your biggest thing, you like all sports, but I think your biggest thing is hockey, and you like baseball a lot too.
I love all sports.
That's true. That's true. They're all almost all neck and neck.
Yeah,
huh?
They're almost all neck and neck. You know, I'm a huge NHL fan and college hockey fan.
Yeah.
I follow college football religiously, and you know the NFL.
College football.
I do love college football. I do love lacrosse and rugby, and you know those sports where you know you get real personal with everybody. Actually,
yeah.
You get real close and personal to the people. That's what makes those sports real special.
Yeah, that's true. So what do you think, like, because I think, like, look, when you make your own lacrosse stadium, if you're going to make it, like, 10,000, probably, like, at 10,000 for a professional, right now, most people say, even right now, that's, like, way too big. But eventually, it's going to get bigger. Then what are you going to do when it's all set, like, literally set in stone, set in cement, that's what you can hold? But you got like 5,000 more people that want to come to the live event. What do you do?
Well, that's where DU stuck right now because they're so landlocked. Where Barton Stadium is, I mean, they're selling at 2,500 every single game. And where can they expand is the question. I've heard a couple different things batted around, and none of them make any real sense because you have the soccer stadium right behind them. So they're kind of stuck. The only place – and with the the cable center right across the field, that's the only place you can expand. But people at the cable center stand there and watch the game. You could put bleachers above that drainage ditch over there and have another set of bleachers, but then the people at the cables, they won't do that because they want the alumni at the cable center.
Yeah.
Like, is it the cable or gable? I always get that wrong.
Yeah, actually, when you were saying that, I was like, I thought it was, but maybe he's right.
I always get that one wrong for some reason, but it's that center right there. It's really nice.
Yeah, it is really cool.
But, you know, they always have a full balcony standing out there watching the game. So it's like, where do you expand? So what I'm going to bring up, there's a stadium out in, I'm not sure if it's Santa Cruz. They built it for rugby, and they modeled it after European stadiums. So it holds about 10,000, but it has room to expand. It has steep grandstands.
Uh-huh.
So it looks very intimidating is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Very intimidating at the standpoint from that. So, you know, I like the more European looking stadium. I know Orlando and the MLS, they just built a new stadium down there.
Those stadiums are pretty cool.
Very European-ish. I really like the look of some of the European stadiums. I think we've gotten to a niche of our
kind of like the old school gladiator days.
It's you're looking at these, you know, steeper stands. It looks like there's more people there, and you know, I mean, even though it's 10,000, it looks bigger than it does.
Right.
And it's a little more intimidating. It's like, you know, with CU and Folsom Field, you're sitting right on the field. That's what makes Folsom Field cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what the fans themselves like, and then eventually the energy from the players on the field could generate more energy.
Well, and you look at a lot of the MLS stadiums. I know I watched a rugby sevens in Philly at their MLS stadium down in down in Chester is where their stadium is. Really cool because the bridge, one of the bridges, is right behind it, so it's a really cool backdrop. Mm-hmm. But Villanova football was going to actually looking at turn Division One, and this is a little known fact. And if they were going to do it, they were thinking about doing their home games there because they can. There's the end of the stadium that looks at the Delaware River.
Oh.
Is where all their they call them, I think, Sons of Sam.
Okay.
That's their section that goes crazy at the soccer games.
Uh-huh.
But you could build another section over top of that to make it fit. I think it holds 22,000 right now. You can make it hold 32,000 with another section right above it.
Huh.
So what the biggest key is build a stadium, think ahead of time to make it expandable on the stadium.
Yeah.
Instead of getting creative, like where Penn State had to get creative because that stadium was built way back in the day, and you know, Beaver Stadium is now up to 107,000, and they have huge. I mean, it was ridiculous. I haven't been there in so long until last year. Huge decks up in the upper deck in the end zone, and it's just like you're looking, and it's like, oh my God,
it's too much. Kind of like that's huge, like the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah,
was, I think like around 95,000 or something.
Well, it used to hold, I think, 102. Then
102.
they dropped the field and got rid of the track.
Right.
And they made some improvements, and I think it's down to about 92, 93.
Somewhere around there. Huh?
Yeah, that's one place and Rose Bowl I've always wanted to go to. I haven't been able to go to yet.
You got to get the Rose Bowl sometime. You have to do it sometime within the next 5 years. That's the deal.
I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
Hopefully, it's a good game.
I almost got there for Penn State USC in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, that would be good.
It was too hard to pull off at the time.
Yeah, that is good. Got to get your tickets way ahead of time. Hey, so one of the things is like thinking ahead of time. Like so, Kennesaw, where the Atlanta Blaze play. I think their stadium holds around 8,500, something right there.
That 8, sounds 000. About right.
Yeah, so
because Kennesaw,
a little less than 10.
Kennesaw State, I think, is a Division II or III school. Mm-hmm.
Good teams, but see, eventually, when, like say in 10 years from now, or like we were saying, let's use the perfect example you said about DU.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do now? Like let's go back to that. Like I said before, maybe you could switch off and go to the soccer side because the field size, the dimensions of the field is no problem at all.
Right.
But now the stands, you could put bleachers on both sides. And then hold put it where 4,000 or maybe 3,500 could be on one side, 3,500 could be on the other side, or even 3,000 on one side of bleachers, 3,000 on the other side. And then that'll be pretty cool.
It would, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what DU does. I mean, when they built Magnus, they built the right size. You know, it holds, I think, 8,500.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when DU is really good and they have good opponents coming in, they sell that place out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you know, at 2,500 for DU lacrosse, it's now like the tickets are so much in demand, and it's like where do you really expand? Because there's nowhere to deck on top of the existing stands.
Yeah. Because right now they're on the grass. Huh? They're sitting on the grass.
Yeah,
people are buying tickets.
Well, that's the thing.
I walked
right up to the grass one time, and even not even know you needed a ticket. The guys, where'd your ticket? I walked right past
him. Yeah.
I had a credential, but I was like, well, wait a second, ticket. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm only going to the grass.
People are buying tickets to sit in the grass. They are. So.
They really are.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they built that great building back in 2003, 4, 5. And you don't want to take away from any of the beauty of that building, so they can't really put anything there.
No, they can't. Yeah.
So that's one of the things where you know when DU built Peter Barton, it was like, okay, well that's the perfect size. Now that DU is DU the way they are, it's like, okay, now we need a bigger size.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Need a bigger size. You could go to like that on the west side right there, and you could put some right there, but not so much. I mean, you could. But then you need a net right there. That's too small.
You need a net.
That's a walkway
it's
for
a walkway.
People to get from the kids to get from one side to the next.
Right. Yeah, there's not much you can do.
Major construction would have to go on.
Yeah.
Right behind, pretty much almost right behind the bench. kind of like where the, where that gutter is right there. And then you could put like maybe a spot kind of like where you could hold like maybe 800 people.
Yeah, I'd say it's one of those things where they're going to have to hire a good architect to get very creative.
Yeah, if they keep it there.
Yeah.
If they want, if they demand
that's
to keep
the thing.
It there.
And I don't know where else you could go on that, that campus.
Yeah, that, the only thing I, the only thing is where I said, just right behind it, where the soccer field
right,
is.
Right, right. If they redesigned the soccer field to be multi-purpose.
Yeah.
You know, cause the
or move the soccer
field.
So maybe I don't think the soccer field gets as many. Maybe they move the soccer field to there.
And yeah, in the Peter Barton.
They changed the Peter Barton Stadium to make that the Peter Barton Stadium.
It's true because they, you know, the soccer stands. I think they have a track around that too. Well, no, they don't.
No, they don't.
It's a huge walkway.
Yeah.
They can make a really big set of stands there that can hold probably, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 people.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because right next to that soccer field, there's another field where there's even enough room for another lacrosse field.
Yeah, they have they have the rugby fields over there too.
See, the kids play the teams play rugby.
Yeah,
right there.
The teams play rugby.
So and so you could still put another stand right there. Like I said earlier, 3,000 on one side, 3,000 on the other side, and you still have lots of room behind you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what D does over the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Good fun stuff. But man, it was fun having Warrior. I can't wait to have him back on again.
Definitely.
So JP, we need to let the listeners, the fans know that. Coming up, I'm considering going back to just one day a week again.
Okay.
Because my work week, my regular work week, is going to be picking up pretty heavily, pretty heavy the next few months. So we might have to go back to one day a week. If we go to two, the next one's probably going to be just like maybe like 30-minute to either a 30-minute or
a
60-minute show.
A quickie.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a quick, we'll figure something out.
Yes.
You know, we could figure something out. Then the main show will be like, you know, anywhere between one to 2 hours.
Right, right.
You know.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But shoot, how's everything going? I haven't been in the studio in a while.
No, it's, you know, it's summertime, so everything's slow. I mean, NFL started training camps. You know, last week we started our fantasy you know, rankings with we started with quarterbacks and tight ends, and this week we're going to be doing running backs and wide receivers on the big show on Saturday. That's at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And always catch the show right on our website, thesportsoffensive.com. It's up there every single time on the homepage, along with JoJo's A Cup of JoJo, War Drummer Ways. And I think we're going to have a new Alien Offensive being taped on Saturday.
Cool.
So we were talking about that last week.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be doing an Alien Offensive taping this Saturday, it sounds like.
So the Alien Offensive, is that going to come on like once a week, once every other week?
It gets taped because the guy – when the guys get together, it's usually right after our show's done. So they're there together.
Because they're together.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That way, nobody has to call each other, which is, you know, it's always.
If you can knock off both in one
so,
one day, when
you know,
together,
they do that. And then what Mark does, and, you know, we just repost during the week, and they're always up on the homepage, the latest episodes. There's all three shows right there. Hopefully, if I can get my friend and myself back east on the same page, we're going to get a college football show up.
Nice.
Up and running. So, which will be either a coming into the weekend or a recap and look ahead at the next weekend. So I have to work out his schedule with his kids. Kids are 16 and 12 right now. So
okay. Yeah. You'll figure that schedule out. You got a whole month to do it.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm joking, because a month when you do like radio stuff,
it's not even a month for college football. The first games are August 26th.
So less than a month, because we're already August 9th.
Yep.
JP. So even on like a podcast and everything, people need to know that's a lot of work. Like this show alone, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. People don't realize how much work goes into radio and how much little thanks we get sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's why I go out and I try to listen to as much podcasts and radios that I can and so on and so forth.
For anything, just to show them some respect.
You know, listen to what everybody else is saying around the country, so on and so forth. I know we had a caller that would call in from Jersey on the big show every now and then, you know, just to kind of get our feedback. Is he's like, well, listen to my show tonight. I'm like, well, you know, I'm covering rugby tonight or I'm covering lacrosse tonight. And because he just broadcasts where I want to broadcast plus go to the sporting events to get the live feed. That's the thing where I think some podcasters might get a little in hindsight, where that's like, you know what, get out to the sporting event and get the feel for what's going on. Because when you're on the Outlaw sideline, you know, you get a different feel than watching it on TV. It's just like college football. You know, there's a different feel. Or when I'm in the press box at Mile High for the CSU game, it's a completely different feel from being watching on TV to being in the stands, to being on the field, to being in the press box to hear that there's an announcer in the press box that actually announces for us alone, outside of the stadium announcer.
Yeah.
So we have our own announcer in the press box.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, that gives us all the stats and, you know, this and that, little known facts during you know, in between plays and so on and so forth. So there's a lot that goes into this that people don't see.
Just our little setup right here. I mean, we have three computers on. We have three computers open, the huge switchboard. We have to look at the monitor going on. I forgot. I think I did one little snippet of my video. There's a lot of things, but you know, we try to make it more personable and do everything.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
You know,
not just a regular podcast.
Oh, definitely, and you do a great job with getting the guys on, because I know we don't do many. Call-ins on the big show. We do a lot of talk.
It is.
If we had more time, I think we'd do more interviews. But we could barely fit what we have to talk about into two hours as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a whole list of stuff to talk about. We got the basically QBs and tight ends, and that was it.
That's cool thing about the sportsoffensive.com. We have podcast shows are a little bit of a lot of things.
We're very diverse. That's the one thing that Mark and I set out when we first originally thought about this, is we want it to be as diverse as possible.
You know,
when we put in the description, we want to talk about international hockey, the international lacrosse scene, rugby, Formula One, and stuff like that. We want to hit the sports where you're on ESPN, you're going to get everything that most people always talk about, except you're going to get my
opinion. We were ESPN Plus before ESPN Plus.
Exactly. So, you know, people want to hear different things, you know, like, you know, people, I actually got interviewed by, the rugby league show, Brian Love's podcast. I think it's called the Rugby League Podcast. He interviewed me about my experience at the England, New Zealand game. I just want to make sure I got that right here.
Yeah. And as you're doing that, that's a good thing about the sports offense, since other podcasters are recognizing that we're just a little bit more than just the norm of podcasts. I haven't got back to him yet. I got back to him initially, but then I need to get back to him again, because I've been doing a lot. I've been, you know, in and out of Colorado, but I had a couple of different podcasters reach out to me and say they would like to get me interview on their podcast.
Definitely. Okay. So I was on episode 7 of the USA Rugby League show.
Nice.
So I was on episode 7 with Brian Lowe.
Talk about, of course, more of the Colorado's good season that they had.
Well, you know, we talked about rugby league, not rugby union. There's two different types of rugby.
You guys didn't talk about, okay.
Yeah, this is complete rugby league. These guests were Curtis Goodert of Copperhead, RLFC, a person by the name of Newton. Now, we taped that, so I didn't get I listened to everything, you know, but we originally just taped it.
Yeah.
And he put us in. But, you know, he did a great job with the podcast, I have to admit. I listened to it, and I was really impressed. So,
good.
You know, good job, Brian, out there. But, yeah, there's all kinds of podcasts. If you like a sport, and ESPN just did this yesterday because it was 8-8-18, the date numbers were.
Oh, okay.
They did – on I think it was ESPN2, they did every off-the-wall sport you could imagine. I mean, I just saw it this morning on Get Up on ESPN with Mike Greenberg and Jalen Rose, and they were showing highlights of just these, I mean, the people playing ping pong with their heads.
Okay.
Or the beach ball on a ping. I mean, if you can think of it, people made a sport out of it.
I wonder if Australia has a team with a sport with boomerangs.
I'm sure they do.
Right? If they don't, they need to.
I'm sure they do it somewhere in the country.
Uh-huh. They got to do that. Speaking of Australia, actually, I've reminded myself of we got to get the Australian coaches on for a lacrosse team out here.
Yeah, well, you and know we have the we you know what we had, remember on the big show we had the Iroquois, the people that were from, not the Iroquois. Uganda.
Uganda.
Sorry, my bad. Yeah. We had the founder or the people that were running Uganda lacrosse. We had them on, you know, 2-3 months ago.
A couple months ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was a really, really good show, really good interview. And, you know, Uganda, you know, they won. at out there at the FIL.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, what did you take? ESPN grabs 16 live games, plus ESPN Plus had a bunch more.
Yeah.
What was your takeaway from the Worlds?
It's expected. It's either Team USA or Team Canada is
right.
going to win. Or you're talking about like I'm glad that ESPN covered it.
Well,
now,
imagine
if they covered specifically.
I think they put a shot clock on this year, which I don't think they had in prior years.
I didn't watch much of it.
Because
I was so busy. That's when I was in the East Coast and I was like working. I was working from morning to night.
Because I got the U.S. Iroquois game. I got the first U.S. Canada game. And then I saw the Israel New Zealand game.
It comes and goes every 4 years.
Yeah.
And if they showed MLL, Major League Lacrosse, the fan base for putting people in the seats would grow immensely.
It would.
They're going to start showing some stuff on ESPN Plus, but that's going to help out. But then I think they should have minimum ESPN2 should have one game a week.
Yeah.
This next season, you know.
That would be optimal if the new commissioner, his name's eluding me off the top of my head.
Yeah, Brown.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. We met last year.
By the way, we're going to get him on again.
Good. Yeah. We met him officially in person at the 4th of July game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So I think maybe we should get him on. Definitely during the off season sometime, sometime in mid-December.
Yeah,
everyone, you're getting bonus coverage because we're talking about stuff that we would talk about offline.
Oh, definitely. We're just having a
bonus for you guys.
JoJo and I haven't sat down since July 4th, so you get a little bonus cover here for a little bit longer, just us shooting the breeze about lacrosse and everything else on sports. So gotta love it.
Very cool. So, but when we talk about it, lacrosse, more on this show. We got to get some more. Glory Kickboxing is coming up tomorrow here in Denver at First Bake Center. Now, I drummed at a couple of their events, and some of the fighters want me to drum at it again at tomorrow's event. But I haven't reached out to Glory yet, and they haven't reached out to me yet, at least. So I'm going to see if that's going to work. It's going to be short notice, but we'll see if that's going to happen or not. But if it is, I'll let everyone know on my social media sites. Everyone, by the way, find us on social media. Mine, Instagram and Twitter is JoJoWar_drummer. JoJoWarDrummer. JoJoWar_drummer. And Warrior Lacrosse, their Instagram and Twitter is Warrior Lax. It's at Warrior Lax. That's easy. And the Sports Offensive, it's a little different because it's
We got the Sports Offensive
because they only let you put so many characters into it.
Our Facebook page still says the Sports Offensive with JP and Mark, even though we added Nate Dogg into the show. Mm-hmm. And then our Twitter is at the SPT Offensive. And you can basically the Sports Offensive on Instagram. So,
yeah. So you'll find it. Just do a search on it.
Yeah, we come up real easily. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. And you can find us all the links and everything like that. But like I said, I got to figure out what I'm going to do about the shows. Like it's going to be once a week or twice a week still. But chances are it's going to be once a week for a little while. But and then we got to figure out dates. I'm still thinking it's going to be either Monday or Thursday.
Okay.
One of those two. You know, and then I don't know. We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, JoJo, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
And, you know, let's get – I got some stuff to do here with the Jeep. Still not working right,
unfortunately. Dang.
So, but listen, we want to thank Warrior Lacrosse. Want to thank JoJo getting back on the air here. JoJo, why don't you head us out?
Should I say, cue the music. Thank you, everyone, for listening on a couple of JoJo War Drummer Ways. Like JP said, thank you so much, Zach and Tyler of Warrior Lacrosse. Thank you, Warrior Lacrosse, for letting the guys come on and talk about Warrior Lacrosse. I can't wait to get in more depth with the guys and, of course, Warrior Lacrosse and New Balance. And we're going to cue the music.
Thanks, guys.
It's time to warrior up. Grab one cream and two sugars for a cup of JoJo.
watch me playing guitar, and you feel what my fingers can do.